KB2HX has mobile listings.
4CEF mobile, good evening.
A little noisy in there, where you at?
Going to ride home with the windows rolled down.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah, beautiful day today, beautiful.
When the weather. Name here is Andrew. What's yours?
Name here is Dave. Calls are again are KB2HXS. I'm here in Greer, or Greer, as the out-of-towners say it.
We've talked before. Do you do something with air conditioners or HVACs or something?
I do. In fact, I just got done with a customer cleaning it up and getting it to run right.
Horrible with names, but I usually try to remember details and stuff.
Remember the correct details.
Steven.
Excellent, actually. Excellent. Just got done with a customer and heading home for Din Din.
Yes, well, look forward to seeing the wife's got what her plans were for supper are.
And the Lowe's Foods down here and got a couple of those 14-day aged steaks. Yummy.
What steaks are they?
I don't know. We get them at Lowe's Foods down here. Was it by Subro Road? I don't know what she gets. All I know is I like it.
At the end of the day, no matter what it's called, as long as it's good.
Oh, yeah. No, I got no issue there. It's short, but I'm pulling up in my driveway here. Get in there and take care of business. Andrew, have a good day. I'm sorry I didn't catch your calls, but I'm sure we'll talk again.
You have a great one, and enjoy your supper this evening. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
All right, take care now. Have a good night. KB2HXS, 73.
For NNR, this is Jerry on mobile.
4CEF mobile, how are you doing this evening?
Could not complain at all. Lovely day, and been riding around all day with my windows down and ready to go home from work in about another hour or so.
I was doing, roll them up to talk on the radio, but other than that, I had them down. It turned out to be a nice day.
It's all the time, for sure.
It's about the perfect temperature. Maybe a little bit cool for the pool, but other than that, it's a great temperature.
Plus, stuff blooming everywhere and getting my sinus all out of whack. That's the only thing that bothers me on this time of the year.
Pear tree's gonna be the first ones too. I already see them blooming. Then after that, it's all downhill.
We're talking all. Sound like you come in pretty good.
Yaesu STM 300, if I remember correctly.
Into this in February and all, and I bought a cheap. It's called a QYT, 25 watt and all, and that's pretty good. But it seems like everybody on here is using the Yaesus. Maybe something I need to look into here in the future.
Yeah, I like it. The main reason why I bought this one is because they had the control head where I can mount it up on the dash, but I think ICOM and Kim would both have a good one that does the same thing. So I would just look around, see what you like. I think there's an aftermarket as well. You know, I guess like a Chinese brand. And I think a lot of those will kind of mirror the ICOMs and stuff. There's one, I can't remember the name of it, but it's supposed to be pretty good from the reviews.
It'd be most of my career of it, I've been wanting to get in the ham and for a long time, and finally bit the bullet and got it one of the classes or one of the tests and all. And so I like it, though. It's pretty neat.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
Jump on in.
Hey, hello. I'm back on my truck radio.
Huge difference. Not that it sounded bad, but you can tell a huge difference.
Thing out. I think it's the little adapter wire that goes from the coax to my Baofeng. I think that's what the problem is.
As far as your send, you were fine, but I mean, if you were having trouble on your receive, that would definitely be an issue.
Go ahead, I didn't mean to cut in on you.
Hey, what kind of biofilm you been using?
It was one of them, what's it, UV5R? Or no, it's a, UR5B or something like that I had, but I got another vehicle and I don't have a radio mounted in it yet, and so I was trying to use that Baofeng on an external antenna and I could get out fine, but boy, the receive was really choppy. This one right here is the ICOM 2730.
Baofengs, and I like them. It don't seem like they're sent out as far. I got a little 8-watt, they say. I don't know if it really is 8-watt or not, but I bought these little QYTs to put in my patrol car to ride around in during the day, and I like it so far, but I definitely want to try to get something a little better in the future.
About the Baofeng, it done me good. I mean, I can reach the repeater from my house, and I live in Greer, but most of the time when I'm using it around the house, this radio in the truck, this 2730, it has crossband repeats, so I just talk to the truck on 70 centimeters, and it puts it out on 2 meter.
4WTF. So that has a QYT. Do you know what kind of, what brand it is? Because I'm talking on one right now that's a KT8900.
KT8900D, and I like it so far. It does really well.
I was able to get the right cable and get this thing hooked up to chirp and get everything programmed. I do not have any complaints with it whatsoever. I'm sure if I got a nice radio that had bells and whistles, I'd change my mind. But for now, this little thing does pretty good. For the price and everything does great. I move it back from car to car and all right now. So where I work at and all, I can't really mount a radio in here to ride around with me, so I just kind of move it back and forth. The only thing I have is the volume knob has come off once or twice, but that's because of me moving around. But other than that, the radio's come in good, and everybody says it comes clear, and so I have no problems with it at all. That right now. An airport at Michelin.
Just wondering, because you are crystal clear, and I was curious of how far away you are. Over.
Hooked to an external antenna, or are you just using a rubber duck?
A magnetic antenna on top of the truck. And by repeater book, looks like I'm about 19 miles away from the repeater.
Receive, you receive really good on it?
I mean, I have not had a problem at all receiving at all.
Whenever I've been going down the road and actually moving, the receive is always, you know, it's intermittent and that, but as soon as you stop, it works fine.
Problem, I had a, what is it, the DFH something HP, and I had it hooked up to a mag mount, and it was like, I guess it's called picket fencing all the time. And then I put this one in, and it fixed that problem very fast.
That's what I thought, because I went from a mag mount to an NMO, and then I took the radio, the antenna I'm using now, off the truck and put it on there, and it definitely made it better, but it didn't stop it.
YouTube video, I think it was a Baofeng version of this QYT, and I saw how just plain Jane but useful it was, and I think the thing cost me about $80, maybe $85 shipped to the door, and I had it on purchase on Amazon before the video was over, and I haven't looked back since.
Looking good.
I think it's $89 on Amazon, they work good. I'm very impressed.
Like your alternator or something. KO4CEF.
Yeah, you guys doubled KN4TFW.
Yeah. NNR.
Now, I wonder if it's got something to do with the Baofeng not being able to handle rejecting the outside signals as well as maybe slightly better radios.
Because it did it even with the rubber duck before I got my ticket. You know what I mean? I had it listening to Mike and Ed in the morning, and it was doing the same thing.
Hey, Baofeng. I put that 771 antenna on it and a little whip antenna on the top of my Baofeng, and it worked a lot better as far as picking up things. I don't know if you've tried that yet or not.
Different antenna inside of the car. I'm probably just going to get me some power adapter to stick to the cigarette lighter and put this radio in the car for right now. In the NNR, you don't live in Travelers Rest, do you? Up to a new ham the other day, and her call sign ended in, I wanted to say it was NNX.
Do mine in Spartanburg. There's like 32 of us in that class, and I know one guy in Greenwood with me. I think his is NNM or something.
Out in the morning, there's several of us that talk in the morning.
Home about 5 o'clock in the morning, coming out of Greenwood. I'm not sure if I can hit the repeater. I haven't tried it yet. But I come at 25, about 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm on by then. I'm usually on by 5:30.
I'm still, I got an hour ride for sure to get all the way up here, but, yeah, I have to try it out early in the morning, so, of course, I got to work all weekend, so.
Weekdays, and I'm usually on from 5:30 to about 6:10, 6:15, something like that, and then in the afternoons from about 4:10 till quarter to 5, something like that.
He had to work this weekend, and I'll be working tomorrow, so. Knowing me, I'll probably give a call out 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, so I'll be around if you're on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, Ken.
KO4NNR.
Gary, with a J?
Yep, roger that.
Bobby, this is Andrew here. I'm KO4CEF.
Nice to meet you, Andrew.
Todd, KO4WTF, and I'm pulling into the neighborhood and getting ready to get home and stepping away. So I'll be clear as soon as I'm done, and y'all have a great afternoon.
Hey, how did you get a call sign like that and everything? But same letters as mine, except mine's KN4TFW.
Sanity, WTF, happens to be my initials. I've heard yours a couple times on there, and I've chuckled because it's backwards. But yeah, call sign. I've had a lot of fun with the initials over the past 40-something years, and I figure I'd carry it on with amateur radio.
I like it. 73.
Y'all have a good evening.
So here you on again, KO4C. In the driveway myself, so I'm going to jump on out of the truck and head on in. So Ken will holler at you probably Monday morning, and Jerry, maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's finals.
Andrew, catch you Monday for sure, and maybe over the weekend on HF, KN4TFW.
Hey, y'all, this is Jerry, KO4NNR, and copy 73.
No mobile.
This is KO4NNR mobile, Jerry.
KO4LAO Jim here from Traveler's Rest. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just about another hour or so, I'll be ready to get home and or get off work to go home.
What's that time for the weekend to start?
This is a Monday for me. I got to work all weekend, so.
I think it's not supposed to rain till Monday, isn't it?
I think it's supposed to be Sunday night, Monday, which would be good because I got to build some cabinets in my shop on Monday and Tuesday, so I'd be out of the rain and everything else, but sure has been a beautiful day for sure.
Weren't you talking to Brian, trying to remember his call sign, but he was on talking to you earlier, wasn't he?
I believe that was Brian I was talking to. I've talked to several people during the day.
I've got a mobile around this area for 12 hours at a time, so I just kind of been talking to a bunch of different people for sure.
You're stationed right. You were talking about being a new ham, and I'm the same way.
My license back in, well, I went and tested back in February and finally got my call sign in March. It took a little while to get it, which I was anxious for sure, but been in CB for a while and just been wanting to do this and been excited about it and been great ever since.
January and took the general and the technical together, and now I'm trying to figure out what is it I'm really supposed to be doing.
I took the tech. I really didn't study for the general, but of course I passed the tech and they offered the general. So shoot, I might as well take it, and I missed it by, I think, two without studying it, which I was like, dang, I wish I kind of read over it a little bit and all, and maybe I could have passed it at the same time too, but I would still be lost because I'm new at this, and there's so much you can do with it, I'm finding out.
Yeah, great. Some of the guys have been in this a long time. Tom, N0TR, you'll hear him on quite a bit, and Rusty, RU2T, I think, may not have his call sign right there, but they've been a big help to me.
I've been talking to a guy named Jack. It's in 6 Mile. His is W4TWX, and he's been doing it 50-something years, and he's helped me tremendously, talking to him back and forth at night and stuff.
Bunch of guys around here that have been doing this for a long time, and they're very helpful.
You know, I'm glad a lot of people's getting on it. Like I say, when I went and tested, I think it was 32 or 33 people in there, and they said that's the most they've ever had test for the ham. Most of it was like 12 to 15, and you know, which is telling me more and more people's either getting interested in it or want something new or something.
Interested in it for you know, not just for the enjoyment of the hobby itself, you know, being able to do long distance contacts, but also for emergency purposes.
Try to merge on long distance contacts and all. I haven't got into that yet for sure. I just been playing around on the Peters, talking to a lot of people, and doing a lot of research, and you know, I enjoy doing that right now for sure. But I'd like to start getting the rest of it for sure.
Starting down the HF path, but it's slow going here. I'm trying to figure out where to get all the stuff from and then assemble it all together. You know, it's a bit of a challenge sometimes.
Got a rig yet to get on HF yet or anything?
I bought a used HF ICOM 7300, which I found a pretty good deal on, and I think you can go to some of the ham fests and find a good deal on that too. But I mean, folks are saying that's a pretty good radio, no matter where you're going to go, and it'll probably meet all your needs as a new ham operator.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people using those, the Micom 7300s. I mean, that's what I've been hearing a lot of people using for sure. I started out simple with this. Like I said, this ain't but a $80-something radio, and I didn't want to get too deep just in case I didn't like it. And but it seems like I love it now, so kind of hooked. I'd like to get something to do a little bit more for sure.
His call sign is WU2T. He's recommended an ICOM 718, I think he said. It's as good as the 7300 in terms of capabilities. Just everything's manual and not automatic. Doesn't have the fancy screen or scope and stuff on there. So I was looking back and forth. But if you go to EHAM and look at their classified ads there, you can find a good deal on a radio.
I appreciate the information. I'll definitely have to check that out.
Good afternoon and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you down the road.
You too. Have a great afternoon. This is KO4 NNR 73 this time.
Go clear and monitor.
KO KN4 TFW.
W KO4 LAO, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're looking for parts and antenna parts and wire and connectors, there's a called the Wire Man up there right off of Highway 11.
Close to the 25 and 11 intersection there, or what part of 11 is he on?
Yeah, if you were at 25 and 11, headed north on 25, you'd go back to the right. And it's kind of like more at the intersection of 101 and Highway 11.
There's some stuff from him, but I didn't know physically where his shop was. And I may need to take a trip over there and just see what he's got.
Wire antenna from, and they work with me. If I haven't had issues with it, they'd help me redo it and look at it, and you can buy it as a kit and put it together yourself, or they'll assemble the whole wire for you. The mystery antenna, I think its official name is like W5GI or something like that. But it's just a wire. I got it mounted in an inverted V. It's about 107 feet long. I got it 35 feet to the center up at the top, and it just comes down with ladder line. But I've made contact in Australia with it.
20 meters.
6 to 80.
The in-fed halfways, and I'm trying to refine that thing right now, and I wound up adding a MFJ antenna tuner with it, and I'm getting ready to hook all that together.
I used radio off of my Elmer, and it came with a tuner, and it works really good. It works real good on 40, but I'm thinking about getting some kind of antenna that it can be, you know, directional, help me doing a little bit better DX.
Certainly as much to learn about antennas as there are radios. In fact, I would almost say more, because you can have a great radio, but if you don't have a good antenna, you're not going to get very far.
You're right about that. I was just talking earlier, I bought a new car and it don't have a radio mounted in it, and I was trying to use a HT with an external antenna, but it gets out really good, but it receives terrible.
I first got into this is I bought a couple of Yaesu 2980s. They're not very expensive. I've got them from DX Engineering, and they work great, and you can push out as much as 80 watts if you need to.
Better than this one. This one I bought used at HRO. They had it. It was an open box. I got it for $200. It's a ICOM 2730.
Well, I found the Yaesus are built like tanks. They come in a case that's almost indestructible.
This full faceplate?
But they're sure pretty sturdy radio, and I think retail around $149, something like that. They don't have a cooling fan in them. The case itself is the cooling assembly. It's heavy-duty aluminum fins on the back, so that's how it dissipates heat.
And I just don't know where I'd mount it if I had to mount the whole radio. You know, right now this radio is just sitting underneath the seat, and I just got the little, you know, little faceplate up on the phone holder.
Tried any of the digital stuff there with HF, like FT8?
Negative. I'm just strictly doing single sideband voice.
Depending on the radio you got, you can hook a cable to that in your computer and download the software for FT8, and it covers a lot of different digital modes, not just that. But that's pretty interesting stuff, too. I made a contact in Ecuador last weekend, you know, and my antenna setup really isn't all that great. I was surprised. It's like 2,500 miles with that small setup I had.
Getting into it, I haven't investigated it yet. I have a Yaesu 450D.
If it didn't hook up on these digital things pretty easily, you might look in your owner's manual there and see, but it's not all that hard to set up.
check it out when I get a chance. This weekend looks like it's going to be Reclaim the Yard weekend.
3HP, K3HP, W4HI.
Go ahead.
Very strong, very, very strong.
Over in Taylor, South Carolina.
This is Joe. I'm currently mobile in Greer.
So not too far up the road from me.
Yeah, good luck with your antenna setup. 7-3.
3 to you, KO4NNJ.
IQ mobile.